Good afternoon, and thank you for standing by. All participants will be able to listen only until the question and answer session. This conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would like to introduce your host, Governor Pawlenty. Sir, you may begin.
Well, thank you, and this is Tim Pawlenty, and just maybe make a few introductory comments. I know many of you are on deadline, so I'll be brief, but I'm in New York City, and we were touring Governor's Island today as part of the meetings that I'm here in New York on with the National Historic Preservation efforts, and President Bush appointed me to a group that oversees that, so that's why I'm in New York. But late this afternoon, we were on Governor's Island and could see large plumes of smoke coming out of the Con Ed plant in Brooklyn and on the Jersey Shore Con Ed plant. And initially, there was quite a bit of concern combined with the loss of power and loss of cell phone use and air traffic being not apparent, that there may have been a major problem from a public safety standpoint. But as it turns out, it appears at the moment to be a power shortage, and New York's weather today is 90-plus degrees and very humid, and this has caused, of course, all sorts of traffic and logistical problems and health concerns. And things are at the moment seemingly fairly calm. People are kind of slugging their way through traffic trying to get home, but the traffic lights are out. People are climbing out of, we're told, subway tunnels and manhole covers, trying to get out of the subway system. So I've been in contact with Minnesota's officials to make sure from a public safety standpoint that there's no concerns back in Minnesota. It appears like Minnesota is not being impacted by these events. So with that, I'll go ahead and take any questions that anybody may have.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, you may press star 1. Will be announced prior to asking your question. To withdraw, you may press star 2. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. Our first question is Tom Hauser from KSTP Television. Sir, your line is open.
All right, thank you. Governor Pawlenty, how are you?
I'm good, a little hot, but good.
Tell me, I got on the call and missed the first little bit of what you were saying, but tell me exactly where you were when this started and what you saw.
I'm on the tip of Governor's Island, which is facing the southern part of Manhattan, and we're just maybe an eighth of a mile or less from the southern tip of Manhattan, and from here we can see Brooklyn. We can also see the Jersey Shore. I was in the middle of a cell phone call when I lost the signal, and we got word that everybody's cell phones were down, and then word came that these suspicious smoke plumes were coming out of the Con Ed plants that we could see, and so there was concern, and then we knew there was loss of power, and we were able to find a one phone line that worked here on the island, and I have been getting reports from Minnesota and from New York through this phone line. But basically, it appears and looks like just a massive power outage. The planes, the air traffic is non-existent by planes. Traffic is at a standstill in most parts of the city. But the news reports that we're getting here locally is that people are behaving very well and helping each other and looking out for each other.
So do you have power where you are?
We do not. We have a phone line, and we're starting to slowly get back some limited cell service, but we are out of power.
And so you haven't witnessed there's been no panic or anything from what you can tell? People have pretty much dealt with this fairly rationally so far. Do you see any evidence that if this goes in to nighttime, that it might change a little bit?
Yeah. Well, we part of our party involves some people from Mayor Bloomberg's office, and they've been in contact with the mayor's team. And the reports that they're getting, and as has been reported locally, is that for now, people are being very well-behaved. And while it's crowded and annoying and hot and bothersome with a lot of traffic accidents because traffic lights are out, that there isn't any large-scale concern or public safety or misbehavior, and it appears under the circumstances that people are handling this pretty well.
I'm not sure if anybody else is on the line right now, but Governor, have you been concerned at all for your own safety at any time, or is this something that is more of an inconvenience right now than anything else?
No, I think it's just an inconvenience, Tom. My initial concern was the potential of this being something other than just a power outage. And seeing the smoke, and we're told that that's just part of the natural process of shutting down the plants, that these plumes come out when they shut down the plants. And so, but there was some initial concern, or at least some question, about what this was, and I was very anxious to get on the phone back to Minnesota to make sure we were aware of this and took any steps necessary to address any concerns in Minnesota. But it's all under control, and other than being hot and inconvenienced, this is really not, doesn't present any safety concerns to us.
Were you in a high-rise building or anything when this happened?
No, I was actually outside, just literally sitting by a railing or near a railing by a ferry bridge, looking over on the south tip of Manhattan right when this happened.
And the last thing you saw when you said you're out on Governor's Island, you said, right? And so when you looked out across, what could you see from there? And I know you haven't been able to watch television coverage because you have no power, but what can you see and what have you been hearing is happening?
Well, what we could see, the initial concern were those plumes of smoke, and from two Con Edison plants, one in Brooklyn, one on the Jersey Shore, we could see two almost simultaneous large black plumes of smoke, and people identified those as coming out from areas that they believed to be the power plants, and so that was initially quite a concern, particularly when people were saying those are unusual plumes of smoke. As we now know, those are quite typical under the circumstances because the plants shut down. And then we could also see, for a significant period of time, no air planes coming in or out of the city, which is unusual. And we could also see and hear from news reports and others that the city would basically come to a standstill in terms of traffic and people's ability to function.
Have you witnessed any of the people out in the streets, the thousands of people crowding out in the streets? Have you seen any of that firsthand?
You know, actually, we're about to go back to Manhattan. Tom, we're on the island, so we're somewhat, distant. It's maybe like an eighth of a mile, so we can't. We do have a radio, so we have car radio, and so we've been listening through a car radio of some of the local reports. But I have not firsthand witnessed the people climbing out of the manhole covers that has been reported from the subway system. But we are going to head back here to the city in just a little bit, and I'll have a better handle on it then.
Okay, well, Governor, I appreciate your time, and good luck to you out there.
Oh, thank
especially,
you.
Especially at nightfall.
Thank you. I appreciate the concern.
Bill Salisbury from St. Paul Pioneer Press. Sir, your line is open.
Thank you. Governor?
Hi, Bill.
Hi. It's appropriate that you're stuck on Governor's Island, but could you tell me what Governor's Island is and why it's important historically?
Yeah, in short, it's a island that had been owned by the federal government and used primarily by the Coast Guard, at least in recent times, but throughout history for military purposes and security purposes, and it's in a strategic location right in the channel, basically coming into the Hudson River and the East River, and basically it sits right off the southern tip of Manhattan, and the federal government has given it back to the state of New York and the city of New York, and there's all sorts of historical buildings and historical events that are occurred here. So one of the things we're considering is, from a historical preservation standpoint, what should become of Governor's Island. But throughout the nation's history, going back to very early parts of the country's history, there's been significant forts and batteries here that have been used to protect the harbor.
And were you there with other many other officials? Are there other?
Yeah, so I'm here with part of this group called the Advisory Council on Historic Preservation, which President Bush appointed me to, and this is the first meeting I've been able to attend or that I've had since I've been appointed. And it's probably part of a larger group that was touring the island and getting briefed on the historical elements of it.
You said you're heading back into Manhattan. Do you know what kind of a situation to expect when you get back there?
Well, I do. We've been told, and that's some of the debate here is whether to stay on the island or go back, but there's no power. The traffic lights are out. Fortunately, from where the boat is going to drop us off on Manhattan, we can walk back to our hotel. What I hope to accomplish there is get a sense and a feel for what's happening in the city. But at a minimum, I can throw on my running clothes and maybe go for a run. But
it might be a little crowded.
It might be a little crowded, but there's maybe some room along the waterway. But I'm curious as to what's taking place there, and so I want to go back and take a look.
And you don't feel that there's any threat to you personally?
I don't think so, no, Bill. Again, from all the news reports on the radio from the car, people are behaving well, and actually they're remarking how courteous people are. Even though the traffic is at a standstill, there's not a lot of honking or short tempers, and they're letting people in and acting like Minnesotans.
Were any members of your family with you?
No. The only folks that are with me are Tom Hansen from our office, and I have some of the two troopers as well.
And have you been assured whether the power will be on in time for your radio show in the morning?
You know, that's a great question. you know, the first time I've had a chance to think about that. You know, the last time they've had something of this scale, it took apparently quite some time to get that power back, and the radio show, at least from here, may be now in question.
Good luck, Governor.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Dennis Dragichew from WCO News. Yes, CBS. Line is open.
Hi, Dennis. Hello?
Mr. Dragichew, your line is open.
Hello? Sounds like he's not there.
Lori Zebarth from KARE News, your line is open.
Hello? Sounds like she's not there either.
Ms. Zebarth, your line is open. Travis Reed from Associated Press, your line is open.
Hi, Governor. Can you tell us if this is at all hampering the work that you're in New York to do?
Yes, our work has come to a standstill. The various rest of our day, I think, has been canceled, and then tomorrow's meetings, which were going to take place, you know, in a room with lights and the rest, may be in doubt, but I think we'll still be able to do maybe not the whole agenda, but I presume we'll be able to still meet even though there isn't electricity, but that's unclear. I know the organizers are scrambling, trying to figure out how to proceed at this point.
How long did you plan to stay in New York?
I was scheduled to come back tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. And can you, I know you said that there are a great number of public officials on this particular committee. Can you give us some examples of other people?
Well, it's other officials. There are representatives from a whole array of federal agencies, you know, Department of Defense, the Department of Interior, the National Park Service, people who are representing those agencies as part of this group, either as formal members or as kind of liaisons to the group. There's some other elected officials. The mayor of Augusta, Georgia serves on this. There are people who are public employees for various entities, historical entities, the city of New York, various other entities around the country who are represented here as well.
Are you the only Minnesota member?
Yes.
Are you evaluating any historic landmarks in Minnesota?
Well, this is literally my first meeting, and the chairman has talked to me about this meeting being potentially hosted by Minnesota next summer, so that would be a wonderful opportunity for us to showcase some of our historical sites and also advance our historical preservation agenda.
Sure. Thank you, Governor. That's all I have.
Yep. Anyone else?
Bill Werner from Minnesota News Network. Sir, your line is open.
Hey, Governor.
Hi, Bill.
I think everybody else has pretty much asked the questions that I wanted to ask. I guess my question is, does this goof up your schedule then for the NGA?
Everything's kind of in a scramble now, and it kind of depends on what happens with the power and the flights. But we're going to have to scramble to figure out if we can get back to Minnesota at all anytime soon. And if so, can I then turn around and get to Indianapolis in time, or is it better just to go straight to Indianapolis and ask my wife to bring some clothes, or is the whole thing going to have to be scratched? But right now, it's up in the air, and we don't know enough about the situation. But we'll try our best to get to the NGA, but it may involve I may have to rent a car and drive there. I don't know.
Have you got any question about, like, I don't know, getting to your hotel tonight, or you
might? Well, have we do know we can get. There's a boat here that we can get across the bay, and it's only 10 blocks to our hotel, so I know for a fact I can get back to the hotel. You know, there's not being air conditioning, the elevators don't work, and there's electronic locks on the door, and so there's some question about whether we can get in the rooms or not. But we are intending to go back here in just a little bit, and I'll know more shortly.
Thanks, Governor.
Yep.
Conrad DeFiber from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Sir, your line is open.
Hi, Governor.
Hi, Conrad.
Well, that just about completed my questions, too. You are planning to stay in that hotel tonight, even if, I don't know, where are you going to sleep if you can't get in your room?
Well, if I can't use the hotel or the room, I may have to just improvise, and it's good news is it's 90 degrees here, so if we have to sleep outside, at least it'll be warm.
When is your schedule to go to Indianapolis?
Well, the original plan, Conrad, I was going to fly back to Minnesota tomorrow. I had a couple meetings late in the afternoon at the Capitol, and then I was going to fly out to Indianapolis on Saturday morning, but I pushed that back because I wanted to go to Herb Brooks' funeral service Saturday morning, and my wife was going to go up to St. Cloud to go to the funeral service, memorial service for the fallen soldier, and then we were going to leave for Indianapolis Saturday afternoon, but now all of that is in question.
Okay, all right. Well, good luck. I hope you find a comfortable place to sleep tonight.
Well, if I think with all the electricity out there, may not be much by way of restaurant food unless somebody's got a wood stove, a wood oven or something.
No, there must be some Twinkies available.
Well, there's a vending machine here, but it operates on electricity, so
yeah.
People here are starting to wonder if this gets serious. And what the appropriate thing to do is.
Have you heard predictions of how soon it's going to be fixed?
No, some of the older folks or more senior folks remember what happened in 81. They said it was days before things kind of got moving again. So we heard that the Suffolk area has been restored partially, but nobody's making any predictions about how long it's going to be out for.
And where's your hotel? Is it in Battery Park?
Yeah, it's not far from Battery Park. It's maybe 3-4 blocks from the Battery Park neighborhood, so it's basically down in the financial district near the Wall Street.
Okay, Wall Street area.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you very much, Governor. Good luck to you. Hope to see you back here safe and sound.
Well, thank you. It'd be nice to be back safe and sound.
Sure.
If you have any other questions, just let Leslie know, and we can try to print an updated report tomorrow or later tonight if that's helpful.
Fair enough. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Once again, to ask a question, press star 1. At this time, sir, there are no further questions.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay, are you still on there?
Leslie?
Yeah.
I'll call you on your cell.
Okay,
Bye-bye.